Geek Radio Daily for Monday, November 23rd, 2009. It's all the geek without the weight, and welcome back to another Monday.
Hey, everybody.
You sound happy.
I am. I haven't been on the show in a while.
Well, good for you. Great way to bring it. Way to hit all those hard-hitting questions there, Flintstress.
What the hell am I supposed to do with a red lightsaber?
That's what I want to know.
Kick some ass.
Nice. And after listening to Harry Shearer yesterday reminding me that, by God, I've got a voice and a microphone, I'm reminding myself that I am Billy Flynn.
The revolution will be broadcast.
And I'm going to help bring it. November 23rd, 1863, a patent was granted for the process of making color photographs.
Sweet. In 1897, the pencil sharpener was patented by J.L. Love.
Oh, I love that. 1889, the first jukebox was installed at the Palace Royal Hotel in San Francisco.
In 1921, the Willis-Campbell Act was signed, forbidding doctors from prescribing beer for medicinal purposes.
See?
Darn it.
All those drugs used to be used for that. 1948, the lens to provide zoom effects was patented by Frank Gerard Back.
In 1963, the British sci-fi TV series Doctor Who premiered in England. Didn't make it to America for like 10 years.
Well, it always takes us a while. And on this date in 1973, it rained ducks in Stuttgart, Arkansas. Hail knocked more than 100 ducks from the sky, and they started falling. As God is my witness, I thought ducks could fly. That's just... Wow, you're right there.
That was funny.
Birthdays?
Starting out with our favorite teen pop star, Miley Cyrus, is 17.
You have no idea how bummed I was to learn that she... the bus. Never mind. I jump way up to Boyd Kessner, who's 45, Special Agent Burke in Hannibal, and Captain Jake Elby in The General's Daughter. Huh? We love him.
Wow.
He's awesome.
I had Steve Harvey. He's 53, actor, comedian, radio host.
But wait, that means you missed Maxwell Caulfield, who's 50, who not only was in Grease 2, but he was Rex Manning in Empire Records.
He's 50?
He's 50 years old.
Wow.
You're getting old, baby.
Bruce Valanche. Did I say that right?
Yes. The real The Bruce.
He's 61, comedian, and it actually said Hollywood Squares.
Well, a lot of people know him for that. Steve Landsberg, 64, best known for being Sergeant Dietrich on Barney Miller.
I didn't have a lot this time, sorry.
Oh, well, then this also would have been the birthday of folks we no longer have with us, including Boris Karloff. I tried to say Carl Borisoff. Harpo Marx and Billy the Kid. How's that for...
eclectic mix.
Well, you never know who's born on your birthday. You should look it up sometime. If I had a service, I'd charge for it right now. I don't. I have TV pages.
On CBS, we have How I Met Your Mother, Accidentally on Purpose, 2.5 Men, The Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami.
Of course, over there on ABC, it's Dancing with the Stars, followed by a little something called Find My Family. I have no idea. It's like the Where's Waldo story in reverse.
A lot of people would be happy to lose their family.
And Castile, also known as Castle, is on tonight as well.
NBC brings us Heroes, Trauma, and The Jay Leno Show.
Tonight on Bravo and Chef Academy, it's Recreate a Dessert. From what I'm not sure, but they're recreating desserts on Bravo tonight.
So whatever it is, it's probably going to be delicious. Fox has House, followed by Lie to Me.
Comedy Central tonight is showing Let's Go to Prison. Let me show you how to move it.
Gosh, that's a stupid, funny little movie.
It is.
FX has a strange lineup tonight. The Departed.
Okay.
Followed by Big Mama's House 2.
Oh, well,
and Rush Hour.
I don't see how we got... Okay, sure. History Channel, Surviving the Holidays with Lewis Black. And if anyone can help you...
Okay.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Another kind of crazy combination, AMC has Rain Man, followed by Ghost, followed by Mad Max 2 Road Warrior.
Okay, why not? Spike TV's got Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2, FMC showing Man with One Red Shoe, because I think it's an underrated little flick.
USA has a WWE Monday Night Raw. I thought you were going to join.
Raw. Sorry.
A very special Raw Thanksgiving.
I was so distraught when I looked down and learned that on TLC tonight, it's the last episode of John and Kate Plus 8.
Thank God.
Now it's only going to be Kate Plus 8. Oh, my God. But I'm going to flip over to the Family Channel, where I get to see a dead country singer seeking to get into heaven by uniting a troubled family during the holidays. Tonight, Dolly Parton, Brian Kerwin, and Roddy McDowell star in Unlikely Angel. Aww.
No blasted lettuce today.
No, because everyone was just so busy. They haven't had
partying
time to
it
catch
up this
up.
Weekend, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I went out twice this weekend.
We did have a fun weekend.
It was a crazy weekend. We'll have to talk about it. Maybe we'll have a show sometime in which we can. Or maybe we never will until you send us a letter. I'm not going to hijack the show for letters. I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying that I don't always do the shows, and occasionally someone else might have to, and that person might. That's all I'm saying. So if you wouldn't be, if you wouldn't mind, what? Just drop a load. A load? Drop
or
a load. Oh, good. That would be Flinstress at geekradiodaily.com. If you'd like to take up any further with any
and
wow.
podcasts, Billy Flynn.
Sure, then the rest
Bruce.
Of us.
GeekRadioDaily.com.
And the Bruce. Today is Monday. We'll take a look at your box office results and Geek News.
A little loopy this morning.
Apparently so. This November 23rd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Elite Beat Agents, Swap Tree, Knight Rider, Audiobooks, Six Zombie Kids in the Middle of the Night, Ocarinas, Exoforce, USB Bracelets, Balticon, Stranger Things, Cats on Vacation, Pokemon, Disney World Laser Battle, Album Art, Mopod, Tin Man, and if you think that's geeky, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Doug Rapson, and if you give me 15 minutes a week, I'll give you a pat on the head, a shot of geek in the arm, and a thought or two from your fellow netizens. Geek Acres, the podcast. It's more fun than a clone vampire superhero dual-wielding lightsaber nunchucks because, you know, lightsabers equals cool. Nunchucks equals cool. Lightsaber nunchucks? Unbelievable. Check it out weekly at geekacres.net or set it and forget it by searching Geek Acres in iTunes.
Hey everybody, this is J.C. Hutchins, co-author of Personal Effects, Dark Art, and Seven Sun Descent, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Golly gee, yeah you are.
JCHutchins.net.
Oh, you awesome. Just stopped. You stopped right there. I thought you were going to get the conga line going.
Yeah, maybe later.
Maybe later. Wow, you can conga. Welcome. It's Monday, November 23rd, 2009, and that means stuff happened at the box office.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bang.
You know it did, but let's start where there might be quality films.
Well, I don't know. Starting with number 10, last week's number 9, Law Abiding Citizen.
Guarantee you a better damn film than this week's number 1.
Yes, that's true. And this is the one where it's, what is his name?
Gerard Butler,
and he's blowing stuff up. It made $1.6 million this weekend, total $70 million.
Good for them.
Number 9 is last week's number 6. That's Fourth Kind, kind of like creepy.
Not a sequel
movie.
To Close Encounters of the Third
right.
Kind, but they really want you to think it is.
It made $1.7 million for a total of $23.3. This week's number 8, last week's number 7 is Couples Retreat. I heard that it was awful.
I heard that it was worse than awful, that it was just really middle of the road and bland.
Oh, so not even bad.
Yeah, just, you know, hey, let's try to make a more mass appeal version of a movie with all these folks.
Well, you know, it made $2 million. It made $105 million overall. Maybe we'll get Couples Retreat 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Or maybe the TV show spinoff. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yikes.
Sorry.
This week's number 7, last week's number 4 is Men Who Stare at Goats. That looks hilarious. We really have to see
it
that.
It does, but I don't know that it is. I've heard some things.
Really?
The book
sounded interesting.
I heard that the thing that I heard that really stuck with me was that the title was the most interesting thing about them. We're like, damn it. No, the book seems phenomenal.
Well, it's made $27.6 million. So
can't be
knows?
Doing too many things wrong there.
And number 6, we had... I don't think that I've heard of this one. It's Precious.
Precious?
Based on the novel Push by Sapphire. And it made $11 million and $21.4 million overall.
Okay, would it help you to know that the reason you now know about this movie is because Tyler Perry put his name to it and helped produce and get it distributed more? It's the moving story of a young girl who, let's just say things happen to her in her life that if we even mentioned on this show would get us an explicit tag. So it's a moving story. Number
is Madea in it?
No. This is a real story.
Oh,
a
okay.
real story.
Oh, good.
Number 5, last week's number 2, A Christmas Carol. $12.2 million, $79 million, $79.7 in 3 weeks on a $200 million budget.
Oh, I was going to say, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just didn't look that great. I mean, it didn't give us anything new.
It looked like it just wanted, hey, look, it's animated.
Ooh, it's got 3D.
And it's in 3D. And it's Jim Carrey. You love him.
You know, it doesn't matter what else there is. You'll go see that, sure.
Number 4, Planet 51 made $12.6 million. No idea the budget on that, but that looked better than... Number 3 is last week's number 1, 2012, making $26.5.
Disaster porn, right?
Disaster porn. Number 2, The Blind Side, where rich white women pick up black men walking homeless by the side of the road and turn them into football players. That's what this movie is.
Say what you will. This movie looks like it has a heart. It really does. I mean, it's like 71% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
But Sandra Bullock... I don't know. And the number one movie in America, which I would watch The Blind Side 5 times in a row before I would ever watch, The Twilight Saga, New Moon, made a gajillion dollars.
Yeah.
A lot of, well, 140.7, yeah, a lot of preteens. It was just preteens. It wasn't, oh, Hausfraus or Strange Woman That Never Got Over Their Bad Boy Desires. Made, yeah, $140.7 million. They didn't list what the budget was, but it doesn't matter. It's already made it back, and we'll see more of those. Of course we will. And we now know that, well, a significant portion of the female world has no taste in movies.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Looking at the world from a geeky point of view, U.S. law firm Abington IP recently announced on its website it's considering filing a class action lawsuit over Microsoft's worldwide crackdown of modified Xbox 360 consoles by kicking them all off of Xbox Live.
How does it know?
Oh, it can tell.
Oh.
They could tell back on the PlayStation when Dino Crisis came out. They could tell that mine had a mod chip in it.
Bad boy.
Hey, what do you want to do? The firm is asking those interested in joining the suit to contact them. A spokesperson from Microsoft reacted to the lawsuit saying, "Piracy is illegal and modifying an Xbox 360 is a violation of Xbox Live terms of use. Microsoft is well within its legal right to ban users from Xbox Live." The number hasn't been released, but somewhere between 600,000 to a million consoles were banned. And the law firm says, "Look, you didn't refund everyone their money, so we're going to sue you. Also, it's really interesting that you waited till after Halo ODST and Modern Warfare 2... before doing this update with this ban, two of the biggest games that were going to happen for you all year long."
Okay.
Craziness.
Well, this story comes to us today from Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Those are big multiplayer games, in case you didn't get
I
that.
I know. Okay. There's a town in Massachusetts called Sandwich. Mm. Yum. But this is not such a yummy story. Okay. Right. There was a school with fifth grade students, and they had a guest speaker, a pathologist assistant. Right. Okay. And the pathologist assistant brought in slides of human parts like lung tissue, a brain, skin, kidney, and a spleen. Well, he also showed human embryos and zygotes, fertilized female eggs that eventually develop into an embryo. And okay. It's not some abortion, controversy, but it caused some huge controversy because they were like, the embryo images are, you know, too much for fifth graders, too young to be exposed to such things.
What?
Yeah. So parents.
Didn't we learn that in science?
Board, I know. Parents don't care about science.
I mean,
and the kids all thought it was really cool.
It was in my science book.
When it wasn't political. It wasn't, you know, evolution. It was just science. Lighten up.
Well, speaking of evolution, sometimes we're lucky that things take a slightly different turn. National Geographic Explorer in Residence Paul Cerrito announced the discovery of fossils of 5 crocodile species in the Sahara. 3 of the species were previously undiscovered. The other 2 had been recorded and named before, but were poorly understood. The biggest one that we've got to talk about is the so-called boar croc, a 20-foot-long meat-eating machine described as, quote, a saber-toothed cat in armor. It had 3 rows of fangs ideal for chowing down on dinosaurs. It had feet. It would run on the... Wow. There's, quote, "There's an entire croc world brewing in Africa that we really had only an inkling about before," said Paul Cerrito. There's a picture, a little schematic drawing of what it might possibly look like. It looks like a crocodile that has big long arms and legs and could run after you. Get me Bruce Campbell. Get me the Sci-Fi Channel. We film in 3 fracking weeks.
It's Jurassic Park Florida edition.
Yes.
Crazy. Well, kind of going back to Xbox, their recent campaign is all trying to get, like, families, trying to go after Nintendo's market share,
well, yeah.
Right? Looking for family-type gaming. So they've cut a deal for a new endorsement with the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, boy.
It's a campaign that appears in properties owned by the brothers' media partner, Disney, the Disney company. So it only goes with things on Disney, Disney's website, Disney's television program.
I'm to understand Jonas Brothers fans play video games?
Well, they do. And also they're trying to get them. That's their new kind of like target market. The Jonas Brothers apparently are really selective about what they will actually endorse. But yeah,
I've noticed that at Target.
Yeah, they're everywhere. So,
they're make a Jonas Brothers game.
They appeal to teenagers and preteenagers and moms, and I don't know. That's their new target argument. Apparently, their new slogan is the theme. It's more fun time. That's the Xbox new slogan. It's wow. more fun time.
Right.
And the multi-million dollar campaign. Apparently, there's also one that has video clips with the actress Jane Lynch of the Fox series Glee, right? Sue Sylvester, who I don't know that I would really say that she's like popular with families. It seems a little bit odd. She's been in a lot of cool, interesting movies, but
usually as someone not family friendly.
Right, no.
Interesting. Family friendly astronaut,
role models.
NASA astronaut Randy Bresnik, made his first spacewalk, and then his wife gave birth to a baby girl back in Texas while he was orbiting 200 miles above the Earth. This Aww. Is a story fixed now on ABC. Originally, they reported as 200 feet above the Earth.
He just jumped really yep. hard.
He performed a spacewalk while his wife went into labor. She was born 11:04 on Saturday after the birth. He was, quote, very thankful to everyone there at Mission Control and everyone else at NASA that's been so supportive and essentially so helpful that the last couple days with everything that's been going on. Aww, that's so
sweet.
Soon to be a movie or some kind of horrible show on Fox, I'm positive. Still won't beat out Twilight.
Eh.
Nothing ever will. We're going to go watch Twilight as a drinking game, but every time someone takes their shirt off or a gloomy, we're going to knock a shot back and be brain dead by the end of the evening. GRD, licensed in the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Won't you please go write a review, subscribe, and send us some mail, please, at podcast Billy Flynn Vicker, the Bruce of Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
My dear doctor, after how many centuries of conflict, your certain death is now certain.
I have some news that even my arch enemy needs to hear. Meet me on the planet Tursus.
You thought you had escaped my traps of death.
This time, I did not come alone.
So, doctor, we meet again.
Goodbye forever, Mr. and Mrs. Doctor.